Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
FM, the Fan. Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, and you. 799-1250, the number to reach us, 414-799-1250. Get in on the conversation. Bucks, Brewers, Packers, we've got it all for you today. Adam McKelvey, MLB.com, will join us at 8 a.m. Ryan Wood back with us for another season from PackersNews.com. He'll join us today at 8:35. We'll talk some Brewers Twins in the 9 o'clock hour as we preview that series while still looking back at Brewers Reds. Lots of sports. Again, feels almost at one point this weekend, and I hate to say this. I really don't even want to, but I'm going to. Felt like there was almost too many sports. Like I'm watching all these NBA games, and I've got the league pass to try to watch every one. There's baseball, which certainly has my interest. I want to know what's going on in hockey. So I'm trying, there's some good finishes and I'm trying to figure out like, you know, who's doing what. And you know, I didn't watch a ton of NHL this last season, but I'm trying to get into these playoffs and they've been exciting, but I've got golf to watch. There's a PGA championship going on. Colin Morikawa with a victory there. There's almost, and I hate to say it again, there was some Champions League over the weekend. I almost feel like there's, I'm not going to say it. I won't say it. There's not too much sports.
Don't say it, because pretty soon there'll be none.
Oh, yeah. College football is in question now. And this is, you know, the news about the Big Ten last night, I think, rattled a lot of people. And it should. This would be a major, major, major story. Will the Big Ten postpone their fall sports, football, and try to play in the spring? If they did that, what would it look like? You'd have probably a lot of players that are draft eligible say, screw it. I'm not going to play in the spring. Even guys that are like third day guys might be like, what are we doing? I'll just declare for the draft now. Maybe The Rock's got his XFL league by February. Maybe I'll play in that. I don't know. Make some money before the pros. Then if you do move the season back to the spring, when does the NFL draft happen? And if the Big Ten decides to move their season back to the spring, will the spring be any better of a time to play? And will these other conferences come on board? These Power Five conferences are all run separately. So there's not like one guy that's going to say Power Five schools, SEC, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac 12. You are not going to play in the fall. You're going to play in the spring. That's the decision. There isn't that guy. So the Big 10 could announce, you know, we're going to play in the spring. And the SEC could be like, whoa, 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 absolutely not. We've made that joke on the show quite a bit that all these college programs could cancel, but the SEC will find a way to play. So how is this going to work and how is this going to happen? And, you know, when this news came out last night, I'll be honest, I couldn't sleep for a while because I was wondering, well, what am I going to say about this on the show tomorrow? Because I do want college football very, very badly. I love the fall. I love college football.
I trade 75% of my family for college football this fall and my friends.
I love it so much, man.
I love it way more than any of you.
You love it more than me, and I would trade 80% of my family for it.
Yo, I meant like humans. Like, I hate everybody because there's no reason we shouldn't be watching college football this fall.
I want to watch it so bad, but I also, you gotta assure their safety. I think it ultimately comes down to money, like everything does. Mm-hmm. And I think the loss of revenue for the colleges by not having a season may be outweighed by the fact, well, if there are lawsuits and litigation, I mean, that could really sink a lot of these programs if somebody contracts the virus and then there's long-term effects.
That's the thing. You kind of got to cover your own ass here.
Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about the virus because God knows we've talked about that a lot. And, you know, it's a very, it sparks a lot of emotions in people, how things are being handled, things that, you know, we've said, things that you've said. I had one guy, I tweeted something about college football last night. I was told to hope you'll lose your job and are dumpster diving for food because you're a virtue signaler. Because I don't know. I said I wanted college football. I want college football. I want the kids to be safe. I don't want, and that's the thing with this virus. There's a lot we don't know. I have pretended to be an expert. A lot of people have, but there's a lot of unknowns about it. And I think there's more of these unknowns that these college commissioners are starting to take into consideration and maybe don't want to have a season. Now, the players are standing up and they want to play. And Trevor Lawrence is a name really at the center of this, which is fascinating because he could not play and he could be the number one pick. He, for his future, he doesn't need to play this season. He could sit, he could redshirt this season. He could just go work at a Taco Bell for the next 12 months. He'd do anything. He's still going to be the number one pick. But he's kind of been at the forefront of these players that want to play. It shows you how badly these players want to play. The hashtag we want to play has trended very quickly on the internet. He says, and so this is the group of college football players saying this. We all want to play football this season. Establish universal mandated health and safety procedures and protocols to protect us. Give the players the opportunity to opt out and respect their decision. Guarantee eligibility whether a player chooses to play the season or not. Use our voices to establish open communication. Ultimately, create a college football players association, so kind of like a union. And this is representative of all the players of all Power 5 conferences. So the players, you know, they're talking to each other. Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence and all these star players are getting in touch with each other and agreeing that they want to play. And now it might be up to the commissioners saying, well, we don't think it's safe for you. So there's a lot to it. So one of the problems, it's hard to talk about this in a 15-minute segment on a sports radio station when you guys are going to work and you know, you just want to hear some recaps and stuff. And that's what we want to do, but this is such a major story. You got to bring it up. You got to, because it's going to affect sports for, you know, all of us in the fall here, whether we're Badger fans or whoever we like. College football is a big part of our falls each and every season. There's a lot of nuance to this. Like, the players want to play, and if they don't play, are you protecting them from COVID? But is it safer actually for these players to play because it's in a more structured environment? And if they don't play, are they going to become, you know, depressed? Are they going to be more likely to it's just so nuanced that it's hard to collect even my thoughts, and it's hard to even have a conversation. My thoughts are simple. I want college football. I want them to be safe. I'm not the one in charge, thank goodness. I don't know if those two things are going to correlate. Now, if they do move to the spring, that would be interesting, but they would all have to move to the spring. The MAC conference is already moving to the spring, and I think that kind of spurred the Big Ten. But if the Big Ten moves to the spring, and maybe the Pac-12 does too, and the ACC and SEC and Big 12 don't, do we still have a college football playoff? Like, what are we doing? So there's a lot of questions that are going to be asked, and I would think answered over the next 48 hours. Let's talk to Rick. Rick, you got thoughts on college football, or are you calling about something else?
You know what? You know, I needed 20 minutes this morning. And
you need 20 minutes?
20 minutes, because the bar I put behind the glass wouldn't put me on the radio. Okay?
What did you say?
The moron behind your glass wants to put me on the radio. I need 20 minutes.
Are you referring to Ryan Horvath?
Yes.
You're calling Ryan Horvath a moron.
On the air.
No, okay. He answered your phone. I didn't put
phone.
You. I didn't put you on the air. You need to be mad at me.
There's like five things here.
Why don't you call five different times and I'll give you 4 minutes each?
No, please don't.
First of all, you cannot allow a football program like Maryland to opt out. Maryland doesn't belong in the Big Ten. I said so in the first place. Maryland and Rutgers belong in the ACC or somewhere else out east. You can't go all the way across country with these football players during COVID. You have to regionalize it. You have to be tested. You have to be ready and play the games for the rest of the Big Ten conference teams. They want to play, let them play.
More points from Rick that are sensible, yes. Okay.
Okay, second thing, Major League Baseball, with the fighting that's going on, social justice in my butt. You want to see my ass? I will. The guy that coached that caught him out should be suspended for the rest of the year.
Are you talking about the Astros A's fight?
All the players that came out onto the field should be suspended, including the Oakland A's player that went through all this, got hit twice.
All right, what else you got?
Thirdly, the Milwaukee Bucks, I told you this. You can't live and die with the three. You live and die with the three-pointer. In the playoffs, they won't win nothing. You win by defense, rebounding, and going to the hoop, and create shots, and go to the free throw line. Defense, rebounding, and free throw shooting, as many as you can get. At any time, you can stop the clock, and get extra points at the free throw line, you are assured of a world championship.
And you feel better about the Brewers?
Not really. Aaron Sogard. Base loaded. The only thing I would give him, he does get on with walks. But swings at the first pitch with the base loaded. You know, these guys gotta be, as far as I'm concerned, he won yesterday. If they don't take two out of three from the Twins at home and start winning games at home, Thompson's gone.
Well, that's a pretty big ask, Rick, to fire Council if they drop two or three in a series in August. But
you're not winning at home. You're not winning your games at home.
Well, home's kind of irrelevant at this point this season.
But, you know, the stuff with COVID, I'm not working out because they cut back employees because of COVID-19.
You lost your job again?
Yep. There's not enough hours and there's not enough business to warrant it.
So what's next?
What's next? By a lawsuit.
Who are you suing?
But I'm saying the Big Ten should regionalize their efforts, and NCAA can't allow the MAC to play in spring. How can you allow a conference to do whatever they want?
A lot of good points, Rick. I don't think you need 20 minutes. You covered it all.
Well, I'm still appalled that you're not doing anything during the best sport that's got a hold on how to set up the round robins, the playoffs, the NHL.
I'll talk NHL. We'll do that next, okay?
I mean, I think you should praise them for setting this up properly.
Yeah, we'll do an NHL breakdown next, all right?
Okay, but I still say, you know, you can't allow West Virginia to move from ACC or whatever
You can't do it.
All the way over to, you know.
I mean, some say that Penn State shouldn't even be in the Big Ten if you want to go back that far, if you really want to think about it. 414-799-1250, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. 105.7 FM, The Fan. 5.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We are brought to you by Windows Select. Check them out, windowsselect.com. An incredible buy one, get one free deal on windows. They'll do your replacement siding, doors, and windows, and you don't have to pay them anything till 2021. Buy one, get one free on the windows. No payments till next year. More details, windowsselect.com. We just heard from Rick in Oshkosh. He called. It was a pretty civil call. Rick had a lot of good points. He did call Ryan Horvath a moron. I thought you'd react a little strongly, more strongly to that. It kind of just...
Today's one of those days there.
Went off your shoulder there.
Yeah. Today's one of those days where I'm not going to have a whole lot to say about a whole lot because I could get myself in a lot of trouble on a day like today. So I almost came in real strong, but I decided I'll show mercy on Rick. But I made the executive decision. I don't take calls on the pregame anymore today. I took one and I decided I'm done. So I just let the phone ring.
For every show or just today?
Yeah, I don't need calls.
Oh.
Yeah, people are on my nerves today.
Well, you're welcome to call this show.
If Rick ever calls me a moron again, I'll put him in a figure four. I promise you that. I will find him.
414-799-1250. All right, Rick. I don't think things need to get physical between anybody, but...
I'm just kidding.
Rick wanted to talk hockey. The hockey playoffs are set now after the seeding games.
Yeah, my Hawks are going to take on the Golden Knights.
No games today, and then they'll pick things up again tomorrow. And look, they're doing a good job with it. It's a shame that it's going on at the same time as everything else, because I would pay more attention to it if there wasn't NBA and MLB all the time. So that part of it is a shame. Yeah, the Hawks were the 12th seed, and they upset Edmonton. So they're playing the Golden Knights. There should be a lot of good matchups here. I mean, it's playoff hockey. There's few things as cool as playoff hockey. What was the game the other night that was pretty awesome? Was it the Leafs? Did they go to overtime? Was that Friday? There was a game that went to...
Well, the Leafs, it was...
I think the Leafs scored 3 goals.
Well, they were down. You mean when they were down?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they came back, but then they also blew a lead. Actually, like, all these games have been just literally insane. That's who you're thinking of, though, the Leafs.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see. It's just there's so much going on.
There's too much basketball going on, and then you're trying to, you're trying to watch the Brewers as well. Hockey's been great, right? All of it at one time, though. I almost wish, especially if we're not going to get college football, it would have been cool if the NHL could have just delayed things, you know? And because if they were a standalone playoff or postseason, I'd be all in. These games have been great, though. And I think what I've learned, and I know some people will disagree, how humbling is it that, we're not really needed as fans to make sports great? That's what I've realized, at least. Like, the hockey playoffs, I don't even notice. It's cool, don't get me wrong. I love the atmosphere, but I don't need it.
Same thing
with the NBA. These games have been great.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit. I think the NBA, you can say what you want about that video board where the fans jump in, and I think that's added a lot. I really do. Having that in the background and even when they're shooting free throws, I think it's added a lot for the TV. I certainly don't want to be the world works. But then when you watch some of these old highlights, like I was watching the Blazers. I was watching their feed. And they were showing a game back in February where there's just 18,000 people in the Moda Center and there's just so many people. And I'm like, man, I want to get back to that again. And I think some of these sports do work without fans, or it's possible to have them without fans. The NFL, I have a hard time.
That's what's going to be weird.
I have a hard time. Like a month from today,
yeah,
it's Chiefs-Texans. A month from today, September 10th,
yeah,
the NFL is set to start. Packers haven't had a practice yet, and it sounds like they're not going to practice now until Saturday. So they haven't had a practice yet. And we're supposed to have the NFL. The Hall of Fame game was supposed to be last Thursday. So we would at least have some games and some preseason by now. But we haven't had any of that. They're going to start their season in a month. That's going to be weird to not have fans there. And that one, I think, is going to hurt. I want the NFL to play. I think it's interesting that college football, the body's not even cold yet. They haven't even announced anything. And already the NFL, you're hearing reports that they are ready to move a bunch of games to Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's find out what happens first.
See, before Rick, rudely cut me off and went on his 20-minute rant that made me want to pound his face in, just kidding, I wanted to say college football, I think they should play, and I completely agree with what Trevor Lawrence said. I think that a lot of these kids – right, I mean, this is on the NCAA, though. You had 6 months to figure this out. And now you're trying to throw everything at the wall last minute to see what'll stick for you. I agree with what Trevor Lawrence said. These protocols, everything should have been put in place months ago. I think that these kids are safer playing football than if you just send them home. Because if they don't have football to look forward to, if you tell them, hey, you know, if you guys want to opt out, opt out. If you don't feel safe, go back home. They have that option. Some people are safer on campus. You know, we don't know where some of these kids grow up. You know, there's a lot of violence. I mean, hell, like where I grew up, on the south side of Chicago. Would you rather be in Chicago or would you rather be on campus at Clemson for the next couple months? I'd rather be on campus at Clemson with surrounded by the best doctors, getting tested every single day. If you tell them, hey, if you leave campus, if you go to this party and you test positive, football's shut down for you. I think a lot of these kids will actually listen. They live for football. So I kind of agree with what some of these kids are saying. I think that, again, I want it to be played safely, and we don't know that that could be done, which sucks, and you can't put college kids in a bubble. I feel like just this should have been taken care of months ago, and that's my issue. We had 6 months. You know, March Madness got canceled, and the NCAA lost billions of dollars in revenue. If there's no college football, that's going to cut baseball teams. That's going to cut women's volleyball teams. It's going to affect a lot more than just us not being able to sit on our couch and watch college football.
Businesses there's a ton of jobs that are...
$4 billion in lost revenue if there's no college football season. So that's why I'm really rooting for college football to figure it out. Now, as far as the NFL... I agree. Like, with college football, you have to have fans in attendance. That's the problem. That's what I love about the sport is the pageantry of it all. You know, watching Alabama and LSU and seeing millions of people just, you know, packing into a tailgate and into that stadium. But with NFL football, I don't know what that's going to look like. You know, you heard Aaron Rodgers talking about, like, going with the hard count. It's going to be easier to draw teams off sides, maybe. It's going to look weird, and I don't know how you're going to make it how you're going to normalize it. You know, are you going to have the fake fans? Are you going to pump in the fake crowd noise so the players actually hear it to prevent things like that on the snap count? I don't know, but I'm really rooting for NFL football at least. But good point about the body's not even cold yet, and they're already looking at Saturdays. I saw people tweeting about the XFL. Now would be a good time for The Rock to get that going, especially if college kids aren't able to play. You know, you could have kind of like a minor league this year on Saturdays. I don't know what they're going to do, but we need some sort of football.
So when you look at college football, and the report is that the Big Ten is moving towards, after they just put their schedule out a couple days ago, they're now moving towards trying to play football in the spring, if they can do that.
Fine with that, too, yeah.
Do you think, though, that all, and this is, you know, one of the things Rick did say before he called, or after he called you a moron, is...
It really pissed me off. I'm so nice to that guy. I put him on
the
radio.
And I'm the one that didn't put him on the air.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that I have to answer the calls already. So then to be called a moron, like when I'm more... never mind. You know where I'm going.
Yeah. So do you think that all... because there's no commissioner of all five conferences.
Yeah.
Do you think the Big Ten's like, hey, we're going to move to the spring, and the SEC's like, all right, see you then.
We're playing
now? We're playing September 15th.
I see, and that's where I hate... This is my problem with the NCAA. You know, leaving this up to all the conferences. Step in and do something. Make the decision. Instead, they don't want to be the bad guys. And, right, that's what's going to be interesting to see here because, you know, the MAC is already done. They've already canceled the season. You know, hopefully they're able to play these games in the spring. You know, and then it'll be interesting to see MACtion, is it going to be on a Saturday? Are they going to still have weekday games? That's depressing right there for me. I love MACtion. So that's done. You know, I said this when the Ivy League canceled the season. Say what you want about the Ivy League. The nerds always get it right. You know, who was the first to shut down the conference tournament? It was the Ivy League. Then the ACC. Then the Big Ten. You know, it's all, I believe, in the domino effect. So I think, no, I think, like, if the Big Ten cancels, the ACC cancels. It's not going to be like the SEC plays, but the Big Ten doesn't. It's just, that's not going to be the case. And I don't think we're going to get college football this year, even in the spring. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Trust me, I want it more than anything. I like college more than the pro game. I live for Saturdays. I have no idea what I'm going to do. It's depressing.
We're both in the studio separated by the aforementioned glass, but there is an aura of, like, I feel your depression. Like, it's permeating into me.
I knew it was coming, so I don't know why it affected me.
I feel it.
Yeah. It sucks. I mean, I'm just really...
You know, like, when you yawn, the next person yawns?
Yeah.
You're depressed.
The domino effect.
Your depression's starting to make me depressed.
Well, don't be depressed. We'll watch some Bucks basketball. I mean, we still got plenty of sports. It's just like, Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we should be watching college football, and now we're not going to be. And I was really looking, like, this was going to be a hell of a year.
Well, don't like, say that yet, because
the Badgers were going to go undefeated. Trevor Lawrence.
The players are putting up a fight.
Yeah.
So don't say that it's over yet. Again, a lot of this is fluid. We just know the report that the Big Ten is looking at moving to the spring, and the Power Five schools, all the conferences apparently are maybe on board. I've seen rumblings that the SEC is not, but now Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, quarterbacks at Clemson and Ohio State, just two examples, are some of the many college football players tweeting hashtag we want to play. So this is far from over quite yet. It's just, you know, the Big Ten put out a new schedule 4 days ago, and now this has come up. So like everything, everything is fluid, not day to day, not hour to hour, almost minute to minute. And now the fate of the college football season, a part of that as well. 414-799-1250. If you'd like to call Horvat, it is his duty to answer the phone. It is his job, so he will. Or maybe he won't. I have no control over this guy. I don't know what he's going to do. 799-1250. Give it a try, I guess.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, Christian Yelich homer, triple, drew a bases-loaded walk, and the Brewers beat up on the Reds 9-3 on Sunday. They avoid their first 0-5 home start since 1970, which was also the franchise's inaugural season in Milwaukee. Brent Suter picked up the victory, went two innings, pitched scoreless ball. Sonny Gray roughed up a little bit, handed his first loss of the season for the Reds. They fall to 7-9 on the year. The Brewers now 6-7, looking to stay hot, a.k.a. win two in a row. They begin a three-game set against Minnesota tonight. The probable starter, Adrian Hauser, who's allowed just one earned run over 12 innings this season through his first two starts. Again, first pitch tonight, 7-10. The two best records in the Eastern Conference meet up for the last time in the regular season inside the NBA bubble near Orlando. The Bucks at 55-15 have clinched the number one overall seed in the East for the second season in a row, while the Raptors, who are 50-19, lost Friday for the first time since the restart, but did bounce back on Sunday with a 108-99 victory over the Grizzlies to clinch the number two seed in the conference. They'll meet the Nets in the playoffs, while the Bucks will take on the Magic. Tip-off today, 5:30 p.m. College football news. Commissioners of the Power Five conferences held an emergency meeting last night as there's growing concern among college athletic officials that the upcoming football season and other fall sports will be canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. No major decisions were made on Sunday night, but multiple sources in several Power 5 conferences have told ESPN the commissioners talked about trying to collaborate if their respective presidents do decide to cancel or postpone fall sports altogether. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. Coming up on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, we will talk Bucks basketball, talk a little Brewers baseball as well as we preview their series with the Twins, which begins tonight. More coming up here on 1057 FM The Fan.
Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers will work on strength and conditioning this week and install the playbook. After Devontae Adams, the Packers will depend on Alan Lazard to step up as the number two wideout. Matt LaFleur says, as a receiver, Lazard is a tough football player.
His willingness to do whatever it takes, the opposition sees that, and they know that they better put in their mouth guard and buckle up their chin strap every time he's out on the field.
A year ago, Lazard was an undrafted free agent just trying to earn a spot on the roster with limited practices and no preseason. How hard would it be to make the team this year?
Extremely. You know, I think this year's class, especially for the undrafted guys, they get screwed over more than anyone else.
And Preston and Za'Darius Smith distinguished themselves at outside linebacker. Za'Darius was named a team captain and was asked if he'd like that role again this year.
What type of question is that?
When I first stepped in the door, like, Coach, I'm all about being a captain and help leading.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. 414-799-1250. Horvy will answer the phone, and if he doesn't, I'll just put you on live on air. Like it's Fond du Lac all over again.
Oh, I'll answer the calls.
All right, some people are getting worried that they can't interact.
They could always interact till from 6 to 10. 6 to 6.
Sometimes later with the post-game shows.
A little Brewers post-game. A little Bucks tonight. A little double post-game.
A little DP tonight.
I love a little DP.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
When our station's got DP ready to go, especially on a Monday.
And we ain't talking Dan Patrick, baby. We're talking double post-games.
we are?
Yeah. Trust me. We are, baby. Buck's going to get a big win tonight, too.
Tim and Sparky with a little DP tonight for you.
Yeah, I've been enjoying those two, teaming up like old times. It's like when Dr. Dre and Eminem get back together, only not as cool.
Do you think Snoop Dogg is wrong to say Eminem's not a top 10 rapper of all time?
Man, I don't know. Well, is a battle rapper? Yeah, and you know what? I think Snoop is wrong. But I don't know, man. Eminem's a pretty good battle rapper, but there's some dudes that I would take over Eminem. I have a top five list that we could get to maybe on Friday, top five Friday. I'm a Ghostface Killah guy. He's always going to be my number one.
All right.
I was a big Snoop guy, though, in the 90s on the original Chronic, and then Doggy Style was so damn good. And then even the Chronic 2001. That was when I was in seventh grade.
Save it for Friday, my friend.
We blasted that.
If we're doing top five Friday.
All year long. Forgot about Dre.
Save it for Friday.
I will.
Bucks lose to the Mavs on Saturday night. A little overtime affair. George Hill misses a shot at the buzzer. Bucks lose in overtime. Luka was very, very good.
Yeah.
Porzingis was very, very good. A lot of these teams, look, the playoffs are going to be good, especially in the West.
I have no idea what's going to happen because, like,
the Suns won again.
Yeah, they're done, though, unfortunately. Why? I mean, they're not done. They're undefeated. But they're not going to end up getting in, unfortunately. The Sixers had to apologize to him last night. And the Sixers, by the way, are a mess. Embiid went down last night with an ankle injury. Haven't heard if he's going to be good to go. Ben Simmons most likely done for the year. For some reason, yesterday, Shake Milton was cooking a little bit. They didn't play him in the fourth quarter. They don't understand their rotations. Brett Brown should be fired after this year.
Wait, you think the Suns could go undefeated in the bubble and still knock it in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what kind of... That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
So the Grizzlies have the 8th spot right now, and the Trailblazers are a half game back of that, and then the Spurs, and then the Suns.
Yeah.
So the Suns are a game and a half back. Well, yeah, they're going to need other teams to lose, I guess.
That's why last night Philly put out, because they lost, and they're a bunch of schmucks, they got beat by the Blazers 124-121, and they said, sorry, at Suns. And the Suns tweeted back that Will Smith picture where he's crying and just said, pain. Because they really needed Philly, unfortunately, to beat the Blazers last night. And Philly, I don't know if they didn't try to win down the stretch or what happened. Like I said, they took Shake Milton out, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter for some reason. Remember when people were picking Philly to reach the finals?
Well, Simmons is out for the year.
Yeah, he's done.
What happened to Embiid? He played 6 minutes last night. He got hurt right away.
He got hurt in the first quarter, never came back into that game.
Are they just being cautious then?
Leg injury. Yeah, he left he walked off, went into the back, and then we didn't see him again.
The Pelicans have been eliminated.
God.
And so have the
Thank
Kings.
God. Thank God no more Pelicans basketball. That was bad. That was awful basketball to watch.
Well, we thought this whole thing was rigged for a Zion-LeBron matchup, and then the Pelicans just forgot how to win.
Zion's going to have to – I don't want to, like, shame anybody here. Zion's going to – he's going to have to lose about 20 to 25 pounds this offseason.
He still looks good, though, for his size.
Yeah, but, man, I don't know, especially in the second half of that game. He was gassed yesterday. I feel bad for Brandon Ingram. He may deserve to be in the playoffs. The rest of that team, even Drew Holiday, I'm glad I don't have to watch any more Pelicans basketball. Same thing with the Kings. There was no reason for them to be there. My favorite teams to watch right now are the Pacers and the Blazers, and then obviously the Suns. But the Pacers, they're playing really good basketball. And then they get the Heat. So we finally get that TJ Warren, Jimmy Butler matchup again. They hate each other. They almost got in a fight. Jimmy Butler called them soft. I hope TJ Warren hangs 50 on Jimmy Butler. Most overrated player in NBA history is Jimmy Butler.
So in the East, the Bucks and the Magic is guaranteed. The Nets and the Raptors are guaranteed. And it will likely be Celtics, Sixers, and then Heat, Pacers. So then the Bucks would have to play the winner of Heat, Pacers. Oh, boy. Okay, that's not gonna be a sweep by any means. We asked you on Twitter, are you concerned about the Bucks right now? Kevin says, no, it's not a real season. It's just an exhibition to appease your listeners who call in and scream at Bart. Appreciate that. RJ says, yes, I am concerned. Nick says, main thing that bothers me is that the Bucks, if I remember correctly, had leads in the fourth quarter late and all those losses that they coughed up. We're playing good teams, so games will be close. We need to be better at closing them out and getting the W. We've got a bunch of no's coming in here. And Sid says, anytime the Bucks get any hype, they seem to blow it. So not really par for the course. Our Australian friend Kane Pittman, who I'm assuming just went to bed a few moments ago, as it's about midnight there in Australia where he is, from Lockdown Bucks, says, the Lakers, Clippers, and Bucks entered the bubble as the overwhelming favorites to make the combination that reached the NBA Finals. Combined, they are 6-9. We may look back and say this was a warning, but I feel it's more likely they simply have bigger fish to fry. I think there's a lot that you can look at in these eight games. I think I'm a little more concerned about the bench than I was in March or April. The fact that they are losing these games, it's not causing me panic because they're getting experience in these clutch minutes in these close games that they weren't getting in the regular season when they were just throttling teams. So now you're in an environment where teams have something to play for. They haven't played in 4 months. They're giving you their best. You're not still playing your starters 40 minutes. You're playing your bench a lot more. So the concerns about the bench are growing for me, but you're playing them a lot more than you're going to in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Somebody called earlier and said, can they just flip on a switch? I don't think that they're playing bad enough that they have to flip on a switch. They're playing basketball. They are getting their legs back under them. They are figuring out the rotations again, and they're trying to get to where they were in March. Maybe they never reached that point, and the pandemic shutting them down. Like, maybe it did cost them a championship. We don't know. Maybe it also saved them from blowing a championship. We'll never know how things would have played out outside of this scenario. Mm-hmm. What I do know is we're in this scenario. I know how talented the Bucks are. I know how good Giannis is. I know how good Middleton is. I know how good Bledsoe can be. I know how good Brook Lopez can be. These guys, they're not just going to walk their way to the finals, though. They need to play their best because a lot of these teams, you're right, the Heat have been playing very well. The Pacers have been playing very well. The Celtics are going to have something to say about it.
Yeah.
The East is going to be, it's not going to be a walkthrough. And then if they get to the finals, I mean, any one of these teams out West, I mean, that the Western Conference is going to be wild. Rockets Thunder could be a series, Jazz Nuggets, you know, Clippers Mavs, Lakers whoever, and these are just the first round matchups. These are all going to be compelling and great. The playoffs are going to be so fun. So I'm not worried. It's just it's going to be hard. I think that maybe we thought in March we would sleepwalk to the finals. I don't think we can or should think that. They're going to have to play their best. Giannis is going to have to make free throws. The bench is going to have to make shots. Giannis is going to have to stay out of foul trouble. Middleton's going to need to play like he did against the Heat. You're going to need to see Eric Bledsoe play well in the playoffs for maybe the first time in his life. You need those things to happen. The Bucks, at their best, will go to the finals. And I would say probably win. But if they're not at their best, then they don't deserve to win. So that I'm not worried. They need to play at their best. And if they don't, I think it's going to suck. But it's up to them. It's not up to me. It's up to them.
I wish they had one more scorer off the bench. Because like I said, man, Kyle Korver, that ain't it. Ersan, that ain't it. Pat Connaughton's been great. I just don't think Pat Connaughton could be the best player off the bench on a championship team. Now, you could bring up George Hill, right? But if Eric Bledsoe is unable to run the half-court offense against a team like Philadelphia or against a team like Toronto, then George Hill is pretty much a starter and Bledsoe's on the bench in the fourth quarter. So I just wish that there was one more scorer, one more guy that could create his own shot, because that's just not what Kyle Korver could do. You know, obviously DJ Wilson's not going to get any runs. Sterling's not going to get any run. And like you said, in the playoffs, you're not going to have to rely on these guys a lot because you're going to shorten up your rotations. It just sucks because Chris Middleton, I thought like Saturday is a good example. He had a great game. I mean, he missed three shots. He missed one three-pointer. He had double-digit assists. He could get you double-digit rebounds. And I just hate that how, like, Middleton can't play within the offense and have a 22-point game, 7-assist, 8-rebound night, or because of his contract and because of the fact that he's the Robin to Giannis's Batman, people criticize him. Why didn't he take those shots in the fourth quarter? Well, because they're running the offense, and that was a good look for George Hill.
Who's a 46% three-point shooter.
Best in the NBA.
You draw that play up for him.
Right. And so that's my problem, though. It's all going to fall into Middleton, where, like, I don't want Middleton to have to do more than – I don't want Middleton, I guess what I'm trying to say, on a night when he just doesn't have it because he is so streaky, I don't want him shooting, like, 32 times. You know, if Giannis is in foul trouble, I want him to still play within the offense. I don't want, just because Chris Middleton did sign this big deal and because he's the only other all-star on this team, I don't want him to go out of his comfort zone and take bad shots early in the shot clock. I want them to run the offense and do what he does best, because his court vision right now and using Middleton as a facilitator is working for the Bucks. Other guys just need to step up. Now, Brook Lopez has been awesome since he's gotten into the bubble. And what I like about him right now is you can play him with his back to the basket, especially against a smaller team. He's knocking down shots. He's hitting over 60% from three. So he's going to be huge. It's just going to be, who's that other scorer? Bledsoe's going to have to be big in the playoffs. Like, he's really going to have to earn every dollar. Not to stop, like, I honestly think realistic expectations in a series against Boston, in a series against Miami, I think Bledsoe needs to give you 18-7. 18 points, 7 assists a game, and I think that he's going to have to be the best, obviously, perimeter defender for your team. But he's not going to be able to struggle.
Because
you're going to need George Hill to play good, too.
I have this opportunity here, and what I want to do is I want to remind you.
Remind me.
I just want to remind you. Hey, I want to remind you.
Bucks have the best record in the NBA.
I want to remind you. Hey, want to remind you about my friends at Window Select. 262-703-3500. Gonna pop out there tomorrow. Hang out with Justin a little bit. Check out their shop. They're going to come check out your home and improve it in ways beyond your wildest imagination. Replacement doors, windows, and siding. The exterior needs that you have in that home, they will be the ones to help do it. They've got products that are of the highest quality and energy efficient, and the proof comes with the double lifetime warranty. A double lifetime warranty. Every window you buy, too, you get one free. I mean, this deal is incredible. It continues here throughout the next couple of weeks. Every window you buy, you get one free. They will come out, do the consultation, not charge you for that. They'll come back out, do the installation. The windows, the buy one, get one free. That deal continues, and you don't have to pay them anything until 2021. Projects are being done. You're seeing it as you go through walks throughout the neighborhood. At least we do. I'm seeing it all over the place. People trying to just improve their home. This is a place where you've probably spent just a little more time here in 2020, and you want to get the most out of it that you can. Plus, the market's hot. You know, if you're going to sell your home, get a better resale value, getting new windows is a huge, huge part of that. One of the reasons, you know, that we liked our home, the windows, right away. I mean, you want to move into a house that has that, so it's great for that, too. Energy efficient, that's going to help on the heating and cooling cost, high quality Window Select. Buy one, get one free on windows. I just want to remind you about the buy one, get one free on windows. No payments till 2021. 262-703-3500. Check them out at windowselect.com. They are located in Menominee Falls. Short drive to you. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. So you've got the Bucks. They fall over the weekend. You do have the Brewers, who pick up the victory on a Sunday after losing Friday and Saturday. Good to see the offense get clicking a little bit, especially in that sixth inning where the Brewers were able to tack on six runs, and none of them yesterday via the home run ball. They got a home run ball from Yelich. They got the home run from Keston Hira. But to have six runs in an inning, none via the home run, the Milwaukee Brewers did that?
You got to run it together if you're going to score like that. And today, I think six guys in a row got on, 7 out of 8. And it was good at bats, was deep at bats, was long at bats. I thought we really did it all day. Even against Sonny Gray, I thought we had like some long at bats that took a little bit out of them. Brock did, Logan did. I thought we had really good at bats all day today. That's one was a positive note for me, is like kind of up and down the lineup, good at bats throughout the day. So hopefully a good sign. And then a couple guys, the two big guys with some big homers late, which obviously hopefully puts them in a good spot too. But I think, you know, Christian looked great today. I thought he took some really, really good swings. I know he felt good.
He felt good. He raised his batting average to 149. So things are looking better for Yelich, 2-for-3 here as well. And I mentioned the home run. And then Justin Smoke, who I think a lot of Brewers fans have been ready to give up on. He goes 3-for-5 yesterday. Would have liked to see a better outing from Brandon Woodruff. You could tell right away things were going to labor a little bit. 20-plus pitch first inning. But he goes 4 innings, 91 pitches across 4 innings. It was Woodruff, Sonny Gray. So I was stacking DraftKings lineups, using both of those pitchers, thinking, oh, I'm going to win so much money today. And then neither of them did that well for me. Sonny Gray, that was the worst outing of his season. He's had a very good season so far for the Reds. So he picks up his first loss. A lot of his earned runs really from Michael Lorenzen, who just, you know, free pass city on the bases there in that sixth inning. Brewers are 6-7, which would put them in the playoffs should they end today, because they are second place in the Central. If you try to do the wild card math, they are not in the playoffs. But once you factor in that this year in baseball, the team that takes second in your division, no matter what division, you're in the playoffs. The Brewers are that team, and they are going by winning percentage right now because a lot of teams have not played the same amount of games. The Marlins messed that up for some teams. They seem to be back at full strength, or at least getting there, at least fielding a team that is winning games. The Cardinals, they've only played 5 games so far. So we're going to talk to Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com here in a minute. Lots I want to talk about with Adam. Is Avi Garcia the answer in center field? Is Mark Mathias the answer to any question? And what would he do if the Brewers were going through what the Cardinals are going for? If he was a Cardinals.com, MLB.com writer, and he hasn't covered a game since July 29th, would he think that the Cardinals are going to play again? So we're going to talk about all that with Adam McKelvey. And again, you guys can chime in throughout the show. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Adam McKelvey at 8 o'clock. Our Ryan Wood will talk some Packers. When are we going to see them on the practice field? That'll be 8:35. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, you. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.